Once again, LA Talker Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It is my pleasure and privilege to be your host and selector this evening. And I got some great music for you tonight from Anderson .Paak, Fela Kuti, James Hunter 6, and Hepcat. And coincidentally, I got a good old friend of mine, Mr. Greg Lee from Hepcat, sitting in the chair tonight. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
Really good. Thanks for coming past. We're going to play some music and chit-chat a little bit about, L.A., music, and, of course, tacos. I'm going to start you out with Brownout. Uzi is the name of the tune. Enjoy. That is Quantic Presents, The Western Transient. That's featuring the vocals of Mr. Meadow Rose from Los Angeles, LA native. Quantic, aka Will Holland, he'll be playing March 31st at the El Rey. Next up, Blackalicious. Make You Feel That Way. Enjoy.
Winning championship game. Celebrate in a huddle, dancing in this rain. Have a thought, see a shooting star across your screen. Put in hard work, finally you're living your dream. Deaf man get his hearing now, income vibes. Blind man gaining sight, see his first sunrise. Dumb man speaking out, now he's loud and clear. Birth of your child, smile so proud you wear. Going in your third eye, the nostalgia here. Making music that'll thump for a thousand years. Eating right, feeling conscious like health is first. Said a prayer that's sincere when you felt it work. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way. Something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more likely that you notice heat. When I'm warm, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Make You Feel That Way, 2002. Lots of new music from them, 2005, and then some remixes and stuff. Excuse me, 2015, last year, and some remixes this year, but that goes back a few years. I love that tune. Prior to that, we heard new-ish music from Quantic Presents The Western Transient. Creation East LA is the name of that tune. That is out on the True Thoughts label. And then we started off the set with Uzi from Brownout. That was in 2012, and that is out on the Nat Geo label. Brownout from Austin, Texas. That brings us right up to present time, sitting here with Mr. Gregory Lee.
Hey, hey.
Your phone's whistling at you, man.
Yeah, busy times.
Gregory Lee, of course, is a singer for Hepcat, LA band. Been around since about 88, 89 or so. And originated in, actually, Sherman Oaks, right? Was one of the first places you guys started rehearsing?
More or less, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were down at Alex's in Venice to begin.
Like, yeah, he had that place right on the canals, right?
Yeah. So we'd be down there, you know, kids trying to put together music.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty cool, Loved Ones, if you're not familiar with the music, you really should check it out. But you probably are because they've been, man, you can't even get into a show nowadays. They're just like, and you guys are playing like Irvine, right?
What are you talking about?
Hepcat show.
Yeah, like playing Irvine Meadows mm-hmm. with, like I said, who would have thought, Gogo Bordello and Flogging Molly, March 17th.
That's a huge venue, yeah.
It's a huge venue, yeah. And what makes it special is that we're closing the venue.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, our show there and a couple other shows will be the last shows ever before mm-hmm. they bulldoze the thing.
Really?
Which is painful because I saw Devo there, Metallica, Boy George.
Yeah.
I saw Boy George.
Wait, Devo and Metallica, didn't they play a festival there together?
Lollapalooza.
I think I might have been there, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd gone to see Metallica, and I watched as Devo blew Metallica off the stage.
So going back to those late 80s or whatever, starting a band, what... now, I know you're into different types of music, right? I think what was originally striking about Hepcat was they didn't really play, like, the third wave stuff, the bouncier kind of, you know, ska punk stuff that you heard.
Stuff you hear on commercials, yeah.
Yeah. And while that's not unusual that maybe one or two people would feel like doing that to get a whole collective together, and it just works and gels musically. I mean, you guys, I know there's been some lineup changes here and there, but for the most part, you guys had a good core group right at the get-go.
We did, and that core group had a pretty clear vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, given what you were saying, like about all the other ska bands at the time, the problem with them for us was that the DJs in between were playing the cool old stuff
mm-hmm.
and they didn't match. Mm-hmm. And we found ourselves kind of falling in love with the old stuff mm-hmm. and, you know, paying the ticket price to go see a big band and then only dance to the DJ.
As generic a question as this is, and I'm sorry, but who did you have in mind? Like, not that you're trying to copy per se, but that you just thought did it right.
We were totally trying to copy. And, I mean, in fact, we thought
specifically?
Well, initially for me, from mm-hmm. my writing perspective, I was thinking of Toots and the Maytals a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to a lot of... Ethiopians, you know, we mm-hmm. we thought we nailed it. You mm-hmm. know, we didn't have any recordings.
Well, being a musician myself, I can say that you can have somebody in mind, but it doesn't mean that that's what the end product is. You know what I mean? I mean, to me, when I play music, I play, you know, I'll play in a punk band, and to me, I'm just playing Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's not at all what's coming out.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we didn't know that. You know, we didn't know how we sounded. We just imagined...
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we didn't have anybody listening to us. It was just us in Alex's living room.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, we moved to Sherman Oaks. When I moved to Sherman Oaks,
mm-hmm.
We began playing in that backyard. Mm-hmm. We still didn't have any recordings.
What was that neighbor's? Remember that neighbor?
Rene.
Drunk dude, man.
I've been smoking crack, is what he'd say.
He always took his shirt off, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's because he was smoking crack.
Crazy dude.
Or so he said he was.
Yeah. So Gogo Bordello and Flogging Molly. That's on St. Patrick's Day.
It is indeed.
With Flogging Molly, yeah.
Yep. And then they're gonna they chartered a private jet. They're gonna fly out right after the show to go do the boat cruise.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't done it, you should. I think it might be sold out as the Flogging Molly boat cruise. What do they call it? The Dirty Dog or something like that? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think that, the Irvine show, they gave it, wait, hold up. They had the Devil's Dance Floor. They're calling that one.
Yeah, they always get a cool name put on everything.
Yeah, I'd like to go check out Jam Cruise, too, one of these days. I mean, I listen to all the recordings well, you know, one of these days. What area do you originally call your home part of town, part of Los Angeles?
Hollywood. Yeah.
And as a young person in Hollywood, what was life like? As like, I'd say, you know, junior high.
Well, by junior high, I wasn't in Hollywood anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in Hollywood through maybe fourth, fifth grade.
When you started to get sort of your sense of self, I guess. when was that? That
would be 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Ongoing?
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
All right. Because when I met you, you were about 17, 18.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, around in there.
And so when I met you, how long you been living? Where were you at? Van Nuys?
Van Nuys, yeah. Yeah, I believe either Sherman Oaks or Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's kind of the same thing. It's just a mile up the road from the other.
Yeah, well, ask somebody who lives in Sherman Oaks whether
they
live in Van Nuys, they'd say no. I lived in Sherman Oaks for a couple of years, and I got fat. Dude, there's just so many restaurants there. It's like the land of restaurants. And they only last like a couple of years. So it's like you can hit one end of the block and eat at all the restaurants, and by the time you get to the other end of the block, there's new places to go to.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a soul food restaurant I used to eat at a lot that's no longer there. You saying that makes me remember.
In Sherman Oaks?
Sherman Oaks, yeah, right. Ventura and Sepulveda.
Oh, no shit.
Half a block south, yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that one. I love soul food, though, man. You can catch me at Les Sisters out in Chatsworth.
I don't know that.
It's nestled right there. You remember Los Toros?
Yeah.
That neighborhood, like right across the street.
Yeah.
They're legit, man. Like, you know, they got all this stuff on the menu. When you walk in, it's all hand-painted walls with, like, memorials to artists, you know, like Rick James or James Brown, like hand-painted the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
well, the reason I don't know about them is because I cook my own food, man. I got to the point where so many of them places were closing, and it was just easier to make my own.
I agree with that. Just I can't get anyone in my house to eat it.
Yeah. You know? All right. Kids love it. Kids, everybody loves fried chicken.
Just mac and cheese. That's the only thing I could get the kid to eat. But but I handle greens. Do it.
Yeah. There you go.
And I tried a couple times to kind of come up with a healthy sort of alternative to making greens without throwing like ham hocks or something like that in there.
Yeah.
Smoked turkey's all right, you know, but there's just no way to really have it be right, you know, without just a shitload of butter.
And a hunk of fat.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You
know, it's funny. I gotta give you some props for actually saying greens.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, you know, the PC term is collards.
Okay.
You know, like since they started selling them at Whole Foods and, you know, they realized, these things are very vitamin packed.
Yeah.
But let's not call them collard greens anymore because that's too Negro-centric.
Oh, I have no idea.
They call them collard.
No, I get them. I'll get mixed. I'll get collard greens, mustard greens, all that stuff. I'll soak them for a little while, get the bitterness out of the stems. Throw them in the pot with like, you know, either do ham hocks or if I can't get those, I'll throw like just salt pork in there.
Yeah.
And cook them for a long while, and then saute them up with some butter and onions, and it works. Yeah. Hey, let's play a little Hepcat music. What do you say? I'm going to start off cool. Prisoner of Love and go into Earthquakes and Fire. And the first one, Prisoner of Love, is off the Push and Shove. And I wouldn't say it's my... I don't want to pick a favorite record, but what I like about that record was, man, you and Alex and Dustin, it sounds like you guys are just having a blast with the harmonies and the ideas you're coming up with. It just seemed like you're having a blast. Don't pop that balloon.
I'm not going to burst your bubble, man. It was wonderful with Scott Abels on the drums and Karina coming in and singing. It was great.
Prisoner of Love by Hepcat.
You heard my prayers when I was alone. singing, I love you, and you love me. It's a crime to love is so divine, girl. You got me doing time, cause you're always on my mind. I'm in the prison of love. It's a crime to love is so divine. You got me doing time, cause you're always on my mind.
Next up is Marcia Griffiths, Gypsy Woman, originally a Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions tune. And right after that, the James Hunter Six. Enjoy.
Night. His eyes. stopping by my sick bed to tell me where I'm going when I'm dead, to tell me all about the wrath to come. Some grapes or flowers would have done. Feed your mind while you still got time. I wouldn't change your life for mine. Get that but wonder how you sleep at night. Don't be a ghost and roll all your life. You only get 3 stories in. You don't get to go around again. Look like you said too high a price for a ticket to paradise. Compulsory love, does that sound wrong? They got a name for that where I come from. Free your mind while you still got time. You wouldn't change your life for mine. Could happen for the hell you sleep at night. Don't be a ghost.
James Hunter 6. Love that tune, man. Love that record. It's a strong record. Free Your Mind While You Still Got the Time is the name of the tune from his Hold On record. Out on the Daptone label. I think it's been out about 2 weeks.
About
or so.
2 weeks, yeah.
And you were telling me you got to sit in on some of those. Not that tune, but some of the other songs.
Yeah, we did. Boy, I want to say we did 4 tunes. James Hunter was there, and me, Alex, and Malik. Malik, you might know from the Lions.
Malik the Freak.
Malik the Freak. The man is a freak, but he's not. He's actually the sweetest, coolest, yeah, tall, nice lanky guy.
Yeah.
Black scarecrow looking mother. Yeah, we had some tracks. We threw down some stuff, and it was like I was telling you a minute ago. It was just like the best recording session I'd ever been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
James Hunt is there, and he's just a huge, vibrant human being, and
that
loved everything.
Yeah. I bet you it's going to be super fun if you get asked to perform.
He right? has asked us to perform. Uh-huh. He's coming out, I believe, in March, which makes it tight because we have a couple of shows in that same mm-hmm. time. But I would definitely drop Hepcat. To- yeah, well, I mean, it's so much fun. It's doing this stuff with James Hunter. I mean, like Hold On and all the other tunes we work on. Just, I'm sorry, we didn't work on Hold On. I love Hold On.
Yeah. and then before that, we heard Marcia Griffith, of course, and her version of a Gypsy. Well, Gypsy Man, she calls it, from Gypsy Woman by the Impressions. And prior to that, we heard a couple of Hepcat tunes, both from Out of Nowhere. Right?
Both from?
Yeah.
Just after high school.
Yeah. 1991, 92, somewhere in there. And that was the one that was on Moon Records.
Yeah,
right?
That was Moon
Which
Records.
Is a New York label, I think. Right?
It is.
Right? Is it still around?
So far as I know that the Toasters, Buckets Band, the guy who owns Moon Records, just played in Santa Maria or right. San Luis Obispo the other night. So
it was right after that. You guys sort of got a pretty cool. The timing was just perfect to get on. I remember actually we're sitting down and we were talking about meeting with Brett or somebody else at Epitaph, and you're saying like you guys kind of wanted to do something, but he was straight up and just said, I don't really know what to do with you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how kind of the timing just seemed like work out with a Hellcat right around the corner from there. You know what I mean? Because they sort of bridged the gap, you know? Yeah.
Well, what was cool about that label and him, like you said, not knowing how to market us was he just said, let's just throw everything at everybody and see what catches. And through that, you know, we got to play with everybody. You know, we successfully opened for everybody from Ben Harper to the Allman Brothers to Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
You know, to a blind blues player who can do like four-part harmonies.
Yeah, that's actually what I wanted to ask you about, too. I mean, being a young guy into older music, and then all of a sudden, like, you get to kind of meet. Who are some of the, like, heroes that you got to meet that you're pretty stoked about? You know, if you can narrow it down to a short list.
Toots. Gregory Isaacs, Taj Mahal, Tom Petty. I don't know if I'll call him a hero, but I was pretty starstruck when he was.
I would be too.
Yeah. You know, and Tom Waits, who I'll never forget. He said when Brett Gurwitz introduced me, he said, "Hey Brett, hey Tom, I want you to meet Greg. I want you to meet Greg." And Tom comes over and he goes, "Greg Lee, I heard they have your brain on the fourth floor." And what's funny about that is Epitaph, I believe, had two floors. So there was like a, you know, a really, really pregnant silence. And, you know, everybody in the room was just kind of looking at each other. Nobody knew what to do. And I was young and dumb. So I said, thanks, and walked away.
I mean, if you're Tom Waits, I guess you could kind of say whatever shit you want.
Right? Yeah. Well, Brett later explained to me that it was a compliment. It meant that my brain is like a unique brain that they keep in a special place.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, I think someone would have to explain that to me as well. Yeah. Tom Waits from Pomona, California.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah. Who got arrested? No, I don't know if he got arrested, but I know, I think he got arrested in Hollywood once upon a time, before our time.
Oh, yeah.
In Hollywood, by defending, I guess somebody was being bullied on the street in front of a cafe, and he defended him, and it turns out the bully was a off-duty cop, he got arrested, but cool thing to get arrested for, I guess. It's a Tom Waits thing.
Noble.
And so, real quick, I got to do some quick business. This is LA Taco Radio. We are the musical division of LATaco.com, which is a website devoted to the LA taco lifestyle for over 10 years now. Art, music, food, fashion, etc. Right now, if you check out LATaco.com, you're going to see, there's a lot of cool shit that you'll see. One of the cool things you'll see is Felix F. Quintana is an artist based out of Southeast Los Angeles whose photographic work focuses on identity and culture through light painting, a digital collage technique. His debut solo show is going on right now at Avenue 50 Studio in Highland Park. Enjoy some of the images of Felix's work below to get an idea of what is on display. You could see some cool exposure for a new cool artist. Also, in addition to that, you could see a photo essay of the Asian American Expo also in Pomona, coincidentally, and a bunch of other shit, including archived versions of the show.
Oh, we can curse? Talk Radio. I didn't know we can curse.
Well, it's mandatory. And a bunch of other stuff, including the Zine Fest and favorite taco interviews with different artists. Let's get down to brass tacks on this one, man. What's your favorite taco?
Mine?
Yes.
Pastor.
Yes, everybody says that.
Yeah, man, I'm from L.A.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a good pastor taco.
No.
Maybe three.
I personally couldn't pick one favorite spot. Do you have one that comes to mind?
No, because each place is kind of like a different day of the week. It, you know, we're very fortunate out here to have them on every block, maybe five shops a block. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how I'm feeling, how the weather is. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'll peek in and see who's working. Mm-hmm. you know, there's a whole bunch of variables that go into it.
What were some of your regular spots?
Oh, boy. Just about any of the places in the valley. Like late night tacos Mexico, you know, because it's always there. But there are only two that don't serve their shit all dried up and everything.
Uh-huh.
So you got to be careful.
There's one on the one I like is on Lindley.
Lindley.
And I think it's Satakoi. Mm-hmm. And up till about 1 year ago, almost exactly 1 year ago.
You remember.
They had Galaga still.
Did you write it down?
Well, no. I mean, it's a spot. You know, I still live in the valley. So, yeah, that would be my spot. I'd go there and make my order and get some quarters and play Galaga.
You know, there's a new spot, of course, in Silver Lake. I think the tacos are like $6 or something across from Trader Joe's, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, you know, all nice meat and it's all clean.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called something. I don't remember what. I used to go there when we were kids. And that place is pretty good. But now that I'm trying to say it, I can't remember the name of the place. So no props to you.
And, okay, real quick, because we got to wrap up pretty soon. You got, we talked about the March 17th show. Anything else upcoming for Hepcat? Any future projects or collaborations?
Yeah, apparently we're doing in Chicago. We're coming out to Chicago. I was like, joking about it today on Facebook that, you know, we'd like to do Valentine's Day in Chicago, all the while forgetting we'll be out there. I don't even know the date, but it's like a big reggae thing that's supposed to be of the scale and scope of that big rock thing they have out there. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Oh, gosh, help me out, man.
But a big festival with multiple artists.
Yeah, there's a huge festival with everybody plays it, you know, like, you know, and the headliner is some, like, outrageously huge act. They're doing a reggae version of that in Chicago.
Oh, no kidding.
We are one of the headliners.
Well, but I'll bet you people could find out more about that event and more if they check out your Facebook page.
I'll bet you they can't, because I'd forgotten about it until just now. And I don't think the promoters even released it all. I think they're going to do it on one big splash like they do the other one.
Well, loved ones, check out facebook.com/Hepcat, and you're going to find out more about the upcoming Irvine show, Flogging Molly, Go Go Bordello, and Hepcat at the Irvine Meadows.
Are you looking at it right now?
I am looking at it right now, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and I mean, what are you kidding me? You can't really put together a more fun show, you know, unless you got like Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, you could. We did the same thing on a boat.
Yeah.
Going to the Bahamas. That's pretty incredible. But this one's on land.
And land. This is the best version on land. Okay, we'll put that.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to get motion sickness. maybe they won't. Go-Go can do that to you.
And so check out check out myspace.com/Hepcat and for upcoming news and music and et cetera.
And be sure to check out me, Alex, and Malik on the James Hunter thing. If you haven't heard it, please, you know, okay, so you don't want to spend the money. Mm-hmm. Go online, find it, and listen to it, and I'll bet you'll want to buy it. Not that I'm trying to hawk it so that people will buy the record, because I don't think it needs that.
It's still early in the year, but there has been a few 2016 releases, and that is definitely one of the best
I'm pretty proud of it. Yeah. And normally, you know, I come out with something, my best friends don't even know about it. I have a show, my friends don't even know I'm playing. Mm-hmm. But this was such a wonderful thing to be a part of, and the end result, the sound is magnificent. And if any kind of music you're into, you should check it out.
The James Hunter 6, yeah.
Gregory, the album's called Hold On.
Hold On, yeah. Well, he's only got the one under this band, right, the James Hunter 6. Yeah.
I believe there's another James Hunter 6 album floating around.
Okay.
And then with this album, accompanying it, will be a bunch of singles released. I have a lisp. Mm-hmm. Singles released with different tracks that are not on the record. They'll be available like in blue vinyl and black vinyl.
Yeah, for the DJs and stuff.
Yeah, and downloads, of course, for all the computer savvy folk that I am not.
Gregory Lee, thank you so much for coming past, man.
And Scott, thank you.
You got open door, man. Anything you want to promote, anything you want to talk about, anyone you want to send our way, if you just want to come on and play DJ for play selector for one of the shows. Absolutely open door. And loved ones, by the way, you can always contact me if you need to. You always reach out at l.a.tacoradio@gmail.com, latacoradio@gmail.com. Next up, a couple more tunes. I'm going to start you off with Gloria Ann Taylor and Anderson .Paak. Thank you.
When boards were long and hair was short, the center of the surfing world was a place called Malibu.
That is going to wrap, loved ones. Thank you so much for coming past. This has been LA Taco Radio. We'll see you next week. And thank you again to Gregory Lee. Peace.